Nelly Furtado's Like a Bird. 1206.3, I'm Cameron Coates. I am also like a bird in the fact that if you throw bread at me, I will eat it. Carbs are king. 1206.3.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? What's that sound? What's that sound? Down.
Y'all ready for this?
Sound game time on a Friday. 1206.3, I'm Cameron Coates. Trying to figure out what in the world this sound could be. Kentucky Kingdom tickets on the line. What is that? 842-4000. Give me a call. 842-4000. Sound game champ going to Kentucky Kingdom with Wolvo 1063. Wolvo's playing the sound game. Can you name that sound?
Is it like cutting something on a cutting board?
That is exactly what it is. Hey, congratulations.
Awesome.
Well, you are the sound game champ. What's your name?
Ryan Johnson.
Awesome, Ryan. Chopping up those vegetables here on a Friday morning. I was always in charge of onions as a child because my family was just that cruel.
Yeah, I had a job where I was cutting onions all the time. I was always crying.
Yeah, I wish if I knew that the contacts would have helped me, I would have probably gotten them a year sooner on that. But at least all that time spent crying over the cutting board got you some Kentucky Kingdom tickets, right?
Yes.
Not bad at all for onions and a Friday. 1063 got headlines, forecast on the way. Sure, when Faith Hill says, I can feel you breathe, it's really sweet and romantic. When I say, I can feel you breathe, I get kicked out of Starbucks for not social distancing. Cameron Coates of the Wolvo Wake Up Show. And it is, in fact, a manic Monday. Good job, Bengals. You know what day it is. The Wolvo Wake Up Show cares about our community here in Southern Kentucky. That's why we're having relevant local conversations. We have Ryan Dearbone calling in from the Bowling Green Warren County NAACP. One more question this morning. I know 2020 is the year of the new normal, originally applied to coronavirus, now with questions of inequality. So what does ideal new normal look like for you here in Southern Kentucky?
For me, a new normal would be a situation where we don't have to discuss racist acts, where we don't have to fight over what is considered racist, what is considered you know, I saw a few people on social media today who were up in arms about NASCAR taking down the Confederate flag, and they were basically, you know, saying that the country is turned into a bunch of pansies, and you know, this is horrible. Well, we don't have to have those conversations. Well, we don't have to get mad because doing one thing equates it to being the wrong thing. If we can just have conversations where we all acknowledge our differences, but it celebrate those. We don't have to march. We don't have to fight. We don't have to scream at each other to be heard. We can just live in harmony. That would be a great new normal. Now, I don't know that we're near that yet, but I think strides are being made.